All right, y'all. Good afternoon. Welcome back to it. Look, I was going to start how to do my own podcast.
Lord, that's okay.
We're going to keep rocking with it.
Black Writers Weekend 21.
Good afternoon. We are streaming live from Black Writers Weekend at the 5th District Podcast Studio at Constellations in the Sweet Auburn District of Atlanta, a culturally based workspace that offers private offices and beautiful meeting spaces, such as this state-of-the-art studio that we are in right now. My name is Blake, also known as Blake the Father. I am the host of Diary of a Mad Black Man, a podcast all about my life and my mental health journey. I'm also the creator and founder of the Black Podcast Club, a creative safe space for podcasters and creatives to network, hang out, and have a good time. But today I have the wonderful, beautiful Stella Nova sitting in front of me today. Stella, how you doing today?
I am beyond amazing.
It's your first time at Black Writers Weekend?
You know what? This is my first time here as an author. I did come maybe like 2 or 3 years ago as, you know, just a patron.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was so dope and cool. And I was like, oh, I got to get in there. So here I am as a featured author this weekend. And I'm super excited.
Great. Well, let's we'll tell a little people about yourself, where you're from, and how you became to be an author.
Okay. So I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. It's where I was born, but I was raised here in Atlanta. And, you know, growing up as the baby of the family, you know, nobody really wants to hang with you like kick it with you. So my sister and my brother were off doing their own thing. So I was often by myself and I'd go to my mom and I'd be like, Mom, I'm bored. They won't play with me. And she would be like, go write something. You know, go write in a diary. Go read the dictionary. Go write. So I started writing. And it started out as dark poetry because I was just mad because I was always by myself. But then it evolved to, you know, more poetry. And then I started writing little short story ideas. And I always knew that I wanted to write a book, but I just didn't. I never knew what kind of book I wanted to write. Like, and I got a lot of suggestions from other people, but they just didn't resonate with me. And one day as an adult, I was looking, I was kind of poking around online and I saw this book of questions published by this PhD. And I was like, well, you know, the questions didn't resonate with me. And I was like, it don't take a PhD to ask a question. I said, I want to write something that resonates more with, you know, not just the African-American community, but urban people. So, you know, urban is no longer synonymous with Black culture. It's urban, it's Asian, there's, you know, Indian, there's white. I mean, there's a lot of urban people who are cool, hip, social, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to write a book of questions that resonated with us, you know? And so my questions are odd. They're, you know, very sexual, some of them. They're very deep and probing. I have a complete section of the book that, you know, is for the LGBTQ community where, you know, because sometimes I feel like people are just uncomfortable communicating. So the book was designed to help people let down that guard and be able to answer the questions, you know, because they're all subjective. So, you know, like the book, for example, I has over 1,000 questions in it. And they're all subjective. If someone asked me one time, well, what are the answers? I'm like, that's up to you. You know, and it just helps you to peel back layers of people that they might not otherwise want to share. So it digs deep. And then from that, I created the Cardology game, which is a small keepsake box of 108 question cards. And so there's some of the questions from the book are in the are part of the cards. And then there are some other questions that I didn't put in the book that are on the card game. And then I wanted to, so then I, you know, continued on my little spiritual journey and my communication journey. And I started delving into tarot, you know. So tarot kind of asks questions in a roundabout way, but it's kind of like the universe. You're asking the questions to the universe, but you're pulling the cards from your own energy. So, you know, if anyone knows what tarot is, it's you get a tarot reader and they're going to spread the cards and they're going to let you pick the cards and then they're going to read, help kind of read things, what's going on with you inside and what's going on with you outside, that kind of thing. So I tried to be brief, but I...
No, that's really good. I love it. Because now I'm so curious. It's a book of questions, and a lot of these questions are difficult questions, or...
Well,
can you give us an example of a question in a book?
I'll give you an example of one of my favorite questions. One of my questions is, think of your life in terms of a movie, and which celebrity would play you in your life story? So now I'll answer first while you're thinking about it. People are familiar with the movie Girls Trip, and one of the main characters, Regina, what is her name? Regina Hall, I believe. So her character, that's the lady who was an author in that particular movie, and her husband cheated on her. For those of y'all listening, and they're like, which one was that? So that's who that is.
Okay.
She would play me in my life story, because her acting personality or persona is a lot like who I am in real life. So that's basically how you answer the question. You would think of a celebrity that... their acting style most resonates with who you are as a person. And the reason why I chose celebrities and not like, oh, what's your family member? Because I don't know your family.
Right.
So I can't make any kind of mental reference to your family member. You know them, I don't. But if you were to say, oh, you know, Chadwick Boseman, everybody goes, oh, okay, I know Chadwick Boseman. So he's powerful. He was positive. He was... he seemed like he was spiritually balanced, you know, that kind of thing.
Because
we kind of got to know his acting persona over the years. Or if someone said, I don't know, Queen Latifah might play me, you know, then you kind of, you know, you go,
okay,
you know, she's
like
got like
that.
A Jersey edginess about her.
I need to get this game from you. Sounds fun.
Okay, so that's basically how that works.
That's dope. So, you know, it's so funny. Someone thinking of answering a question for myself, and I can't think of anybody who could play me.
Because you like me.
Because as I think about my life experience, this is something I actually want to do. Like, I'm in the process of writing a book and want it to be eventually done in like animation like style.
Oh, so cool.
However, I have always had this idea for whenever I do write a book about my life or a document or something like that. The person who could, so this could be like a reference, you guys kind of understand me a little bit better. The person who would play my mother would be Taraji P. Henson.
Because powerful
from, even from like her earlier movies, like Baby Boy, kind of a little ratchet, you know, a little ghetto. That's a little bit my mom too. But she's also bold and like she's about her family, you know, kind of like how she recently must play Cookie in Empire. But
ambitious,
go getter, like you know, not taking no bullshit from nobody or nothing type situation. But the, even more so now with Taraji and who she is, she's somebody who I actually admire in the mental health space.
Okay.
Advocating for mental health, ending the stigma.
As she would as a Virgo.
Being more transparent and vulnerable. And that's kind of where my mom is in life, too. She's getting much more soft and things like that. So if you think about if Taraji had a son in all her characters, that would be me. And so a lot of the things that she's also spoken about, especially in Empire, a lot of the different topics and conversations that were generated from that show are things that I've experienced in my life. So that's how I would answer. That's really dope. And so I do want to know, like, how, what has that experience of being an author been like for you? Like, what kind of opportunities? Because I know you said just a couple years ago you were here as an attendee, and now you're here as an author. So this is kind of a new journey. So what has this journey been like
for you? Because when I attended, because see, my book has been published for 4 years now.
Okay.
And that author weekend I came was within that. I think it might have been the first year that my book was published, maybe, or the second. So my book was already published. I had already self-published, so I couldn't pitch it to them because they want, you know, fresh authors who have not published yet, so that if they're interested in your book, they could publish it. So it was really just, for me, it was like a networking experience.
Gotcha.
But the experience has been amazing because I'm a service oriented type of person. I like to serve others. I like to help. I like to help other people expand their knowledge base, their creative base, you know, just, that's just me. You know, I feed off of that. So the book has allowed me to do that for other people because I wrote it in such a way, like I said, that's subjective. It's open to anyone. And it starts a dialogue because communication is extremely important for me. You know, I come from the planet of communication. So it just resonates with me in everything that I do. And I really wish that us as African Americans would work on that. And so that was my contribution to start that dialogue, to help people peel back layers with each other. And for us, because, I mean, questions, asking yourself questions and answering them to yourself is very healing.
It is.
Because it makes you identify with what's going on inside of you. It's just like having a therapist, but there's not someone talking back to you. You're talking to yourself, which, to be honest, there's nothing better.
Listen,
you literally have a therapist within you. You just got to tap in.
Just got to tap in. You know something? I'm going to share something from my mental health journey. I mean, going to therapy, which is, you know, when I eventually reached a point, you know, my therapist was like, I hope you're not coming in here every week for me to fix you. You have to become your own therapist. You have to become a way or find a way to heal yourself and care for yourself and indulge in your own self-care routine for yourself.
Right.
And so the fact that you have a book that kind of has like reflect, like questions that produce like reflection.
Exactly.
When you reflect on yourself and really understand yourself. And that's really what therapy has been about for me, mm-hmm. which is going deeper into the understanding of my experiences.
Right.
And from asking those hard questions, mm-hmm. those questions that you don't want nobody to know you asking, the questions that be like, I know you didn't just ask that question.
Right. But that's the beauty of
mm-hmm.
it. It's like when you, unfortunately, because of the trauma of the African American history,
mm-hmm.
we don't trust ourselves to go within. We don't know that we can.
Speak
We've been
it.
Trained to go outside of ourselves because other people were trying to take that power and use it for themselves. So we're in an awakening stage right now. So we are now taking our power back. It's now our time to shine. It's our time to remember, to wake up and remember who we are and go within for those answers.
Mm.
Go within. If you have to cry for a week, if you have to cry for a month, if you have to scream and throw rocks in the woods, or, you know, whatever it is you need to do to get you there, to get you back to yourself,
mm-hmm.
that's what you should do, you know? And yeah. I just, you know, I wanted to create products to help people get there in my own creative way.
Mm. That's really dope. That's really dope. I definitely want to go ahead and just take a moment and thank a couple of our sponsors for having us here today. Refuge Coffee House, the Apex Museum, that's also in the Sweet Auburn District here, who's hosting us this weekend and allows
yes.
us to be in this beautiful. I mean, this, if y'all only knew this studio.
Oh,
that
yes.
I'm sitting,
if y'all can see this studio, this wall
nice.
Looks like a corkscrew.
Okay.
It's like, it's decorated nice. It is sexy in here, y'all.
Listen, you said it, but real sexy
look
up
at,
in here.
We looking sexy in
okay,
here.
The
Check
light,
out
the
his page.
Ambience.
My page, because we cute.
Absolutely, definitely, definitely. So can you share with the people some, like, future projects that you have coming up? Any new books, any new things you have working?
Well, I think I mentioned that I just created the tarot collection. So that was the last installment of my three-product
okay.
brand. So at Life in Question Brand is my social media where, you know, so the Life in Question Brand pretty much is closed out. I got my Holy Trinity.
Okay.
So I'm done with that. What I may do, I may, you know, focus on my podcast,
okay.
which is, I have another concept that I was writing. It, if anybody remembers growing up on and Living Color, look, I'm telling my mm-hmm. age.
Yeah.
Growing,
I,
yeah,
yeah
so you know it.
I know
okay,
Living
you
know, Color. Yeah, I know
yeah,
about that.
So I wrote a concept that was similar to that, but it's all female comedians and female actresses.
Okay.
Comedic actresses, three comedic actresses and three female comedians, and it's called Girls Room Only TV.
Mm.
And basically all of the guests that would come on and act out scenes with us would be males and in the industry. So I would love to work on that and develop that concept more, because there's, you know, media is a monster and it's constantly needing to be fed. And now you've
yeah.
got not just television that's 24/7, now you've got the internet. So there are a lot of companies out there, hint, hint, looking for concepts.
Yeah.
You know, so I really want to focus on my television shows and movies.
Wow, that's really dope. I wish you nothing but the best and
Thank
continued
you
success.
So
it
much.
Just seems like I also want to read your book more in depth too, to get some more of that and have you maybe on my podcast as well in the future.
Come over next door and I will gift you my book.
Really?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Because I would love for you guys to use it. Use it on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a great way to ask the question of the day to your guests that come on. A couple, maybe like one or two other podcasts do that, and they have a blast.
Dope. Looking forward to that. So y'all be sure y'all follow Diving Mad Black Men, the Black Podcast Club.
Yes, I'm going to be following. That's definitely going to be coming.
So what have been, before we wrap up here, I want to know, what have been like some of your take? I know we still have tomorrow and the rest of today's events, but what have been some of your takeaways from Black Writers Weekend so far?
So far, you know what? It is the most beautiful energy of collective creative spirits. And I absolutely love that. When you step into, you know, this type of collective, you can't help but feel good because there's so much positive energy there, because everyone is creating from a place from within, and you can't help but to feel it. You feel that power, and that, you know, the it's not as painful anymore, because now you've birthed your product. So all your pain and everything went into that, because most people create from a place of pain, from a place of or trying to help other people who are in pain. You know, but we all have a story to tell. And it's just really cool, because you walk up on people and you feel their energy and you want to hear their story. So my takeaway is, even if you're not a writer, if you, even if you, you know, if you're in pain, if you're happy, if you're sad, whatever it is you're feeling, this is a great place to come and just talk to people and network and pick up on people's energy.
Yeah. Wow. That's so powerful. Because, you know, this is my third interview of the day. And literally, that has been the trend, which is that all these creatives are creating from a place of pain or a place of trauma or something that most people in a traditional sense would try to hide or conceal. Exactly. You know, even when I think about my podcast journey, talking about my mental health struggles and things that I've been through, you know, it's like, it's so weird. It's like the universe is telling me, like, Blake, we told you, you good. Share your story.
Exactly.
Tell your story. You know, I truly believe that sharing my story becomes like a survival guide.
It is.
It becomes a survival guide to other people listening, because they hear, oh, he's overcome anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, you know, whatever. I can too.
Yeah. And let me tell you what else is beautiful about this, and in this moment that we're in.
Yeah.
The fact that all of us are creating in this time right now, in the awakening, in the age of Aquarius, we are history. Have you ever thought about it that way? That you are literally stamping yourself in society permanently now.
Yeah.
So then when we're no longer here, people are still going to be listening to your podcast. They're going to find it. Someone's going to find it and cry and heal and be like, oh my God, I wish I could have met that man. You know what I mean? We are the celebrities of the people coming behind us that are going to be out looking for stuff on the internet, because this internet is here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the beauty of it. It's like, you have now created your own legacy.
Yeah. Wow, that's really beautiful. Thank you for that. I appreciate those words. Well, Stella Nova, let the people know where they can find you. Go ahead, plug yourself. Tell them your website, socials, all that good stuff.
Look, this is my favorite part.
It's your time.
Okay, so my main page on Instagram is introducing_StellaNova. Spell it like it sounds, nothing funky. And my brand page is @LifeInQuestionBrand. And pretty much from those two pages, you can find out everything else about me. My website is there. My link tree is there. Some of my past work is there. You know, I just started. And I also want to focus on my life coaching and tarot reading. So you guys reach out to me if you're in Atlanta and you want a 30-minute or a one-hour tarot reading. Hit me up.
Hit her up. Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. And we definitely couldn't end this conversation without sending a special shout out to these sponsors and friends of Black Writers Weekend: Amazon KDP, Harlequin, Goodreads, Refuge Coffee House, Constellations Co-Working Space, Apex Museum, and Traces of Minka Podcast, which features the founder of Black Writers Weekend, Miss Tamika Newhouse. Again, Stella Nova, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for being a part of this podcast and this live experience. And I definitely look forward to connecting with you. Definitely super excited to get your book, too, to reflect and question myself some of those tough questions that you got over there. So
please don't forget.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not.
Because you got to do interviews up until what time? Or are you doing it all day?
I got a couple more today. I can't even think of how many more off the top of my head, but it's a few of them.
All right. Well, don't forget to come see me. I got one for you. I will go and sit it aside right now.
Appreciate that. So for those of y'all listening, again, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for tuning in.
I appreciate you guys.
So, yeah, this is Blake, again, host of Diary of a Mad Black Man and founder of the Black Podcast Club, coming to you live from Black Writers Weekend 2021 with Stella Nova.
Yay. Peace, y'all.
Appreciate that.
Love and light.